From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 2nd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Coxsackie Town Board has granted Cypress Creek Renewables a hardship waiver, allowing the company to continue its plan to build a 2-megawatt, 15-acre solar facility on Murders Kill Road. Cypress successfully argued that the town's solar moratorium enacted in December would put the project in jeopardy. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hans said following the board vote on February 22nd, and I quote, "They have proven their hardship claim based on the hearing and the documentation they gave us," end quote. Hans said while the moratorium remains in effect, Cypress Creek is exempt from it. Any site plans or further work on the project may have to be approved by the town planning board. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Red Hook resident Karen Smythe will launch her campaign for state senate in the 41st District with an event on March the 7th. Smythe, 56, executive director of the nonprofit Beatrice Foran Garden Association in Hyde Park, announced February 26th she is seeking the Democrat nomination to challenge incumbent Republican Sue Sereno of Hyde Park. Smythe and Dutchess County Legislator Joel Tyner of Clinton are both seeking the Democrat nomination. Dutchess County Democratic Committee Chairwoman Elijah Sumner has already come out in support of Smythe, calling her, and I quote, "exactly who we need," end quote, in the state Senate. The 41st Senate District is comprised of most of Dutchess County and parts of Putnam. Smythe's campaign kickoff event is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. March the 7th at Paula's Public House in Poughkeepsie. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council Legal Committee will revisit a 2017 proposal that would require owners of vacant buildings to register their building with the city. Property owners would pay a fee to register and then pay an additional fee every 6 months for as long as the building remains unoccupied. The proposed local law was drafted by the committee in an effort to, and I quote, "encourage rehabilitation and reoccupy of vacant buildings," end quote, and presented to the council in August, but it was sent back to the committee for revision, where it languished until now. At the committee meeting this Wednesday, City Attorney Andy Howard proposed several questions, and I quote, "The question became what the ultimate intent was. Was it to make sure the buildings were buttoned up and, quote, unquote, safe so they aren't subject to vandalism? That's one thing. The other part is the warehousing. We have two different issues to deal with," end quote. Second Ward Alderman Tiffany Garagia noted the council does not want to create a law intended to single out one person. She said, and I quote, "it is going to affect everyone, but in a fair way," end quote. The legal committee will next meet at 6:15 p.m. on March the 28th at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Maytot is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. Plans are progressing for the town of Greenville's sidewalk project. The undertaking was made possible through a $760,000 grant awarded last year through the New York State Department of Transportation's Transportation Alternative Program. The project will replace and improve sidewalks in the hamlet and between George V. Vanderbilt Town Park and Garland Lane. The new sidewalks will measure 5 feet wide and be in compliance with the American with Disabilities Act. The state will pay 80% of the project cost, while the town is expected to pick up the remaining 20%. During a town board meeting last month, Supervisor Paul Mako announced the engineers managing the project will hold an informal meeting for the public about the sidewalk design and the project timeline. That meeting will be held at 7 p.m. on April the 9th at Pioneer Town Hall. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And for our final story, WRGB-TV is reporting, as a result of the ongoing snowstorm, the village of Catskill has imposed parking restrictions beginning at 8 a.m. March the 2nd. All vehicles must be parked on the even-numbered side of the village streets from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., then move to the odd-numbered side of the streets. Thereafter, vehicles must be moved to the alternate side of the street every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. These rules will remain in effect until all snow is removed from the streets, and from 11 p.m. March the 2nd until 8 a.m. March the 3rd, parking is forbidden on Main Street from Greet Street to Summit Avenue. Residents who normally park on Main Street are advised to use the municipal lots. Additional information is available by calling the Village Police at 518-943-2244. The town of Greenport has declared a snow emergency all day March the 2nd through noon March the 4th. During the emergency, parking is not permitted on town streets. All vehicles parked on streets of Greenport during that time will be ticketed and towed. Additional information is available by calling Town Hall at 518-828-4656. And now for the weather. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 3 a.m. on March the 3rd. Heavy snow accumulations of 7 to 11 inches are expected. Plan on difficult travel conditions. Rain will mix with snow after 1 p.m. The temperature high for today will be 36 degrees. It will be breezy with a north wind of up to 23 miles an hour and gust as high as 40 miles an hour. For Friday night, a chance of rain and snow before 9 p.m., then turning to all snow. It will be cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. High winds are expected to continue. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of snow before 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:45 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 52 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the second day of March 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.